It's Cold, Oh, by Stevie Mi Adu Mensah. Mensah High Life. Chapter 1. Yomo. Amma daydreams a lot at school. She just recently turned 9 years old. The older students teases her and calls her Yomo, old lady, because whenever she speaks, it sounds as if she's lived for about 100 years. Her hair is dark and soft, but with streaks of gray strands in it. That too is why her schoolmates look at her differently. On any given day, you can find her explaining more than once why her head is shining a little bit brighter than her friend's. She's not really bothered about it herself, but her father, Mr. Salam, starts to steam like a locomotive train anytime Amma tells him what the other kids call her at school. He then immediately phones his wife, Amma's mother, Mrs. Salam, and tries to persuade her to dye Amma's hair black so that she can look normal and fit in with her schoolmates. But Mrs. Salam objects and disagrees with it every time. I'm proud of our daughter's hair. How many times haven't I told you that it is a genetic gift that my own mother first was blessed with as a small child, and that Amma now has inherited? It is a sign of greatness. Every time Mrs. Salam tells this story, Mr. Salam grins, but still humbles himself and says, I guess you are right. After school, as soon as Amma arrives at home, she throws her school bag on the floor, unties her shoes, puts on her chalewote slippers, and runs straight out through the back garden, all the way to the beach, where her neighbor and best friend Euphoria is waiting. Amma loves her like a sibling, but even though they are classmates, the same age, they look alike and share some similar interests. They are like yin and yang, completely different. They always put their feet in the water while looking out over the sea and dreaming about their future lives.
Euphoria, what will you be doing at this exact moment in exactly 3 years from now?
I will be dancing across the main stage at the National Theatre in a professionally designed suit with big feathers. And there will be a big, big audience following my every move. They will be clapping for me like there's no tomorrow. Tears in the eyes. Smiles on the faces. Encore. Encore. Encore.
You, eh? Always dreaming about becoming a well-known, famous, and rich international dancer, but afraid to perform a 3-minute routine at the school review at the end of every term. Why, Euphoria?
I know, right?
Euphoria sucks her teeth.
For some odd reason, I always freeze up moments before I'm about to go up on stage. But in my head, my arms are already flapping wide in motion like the wings of an eagle, whilst my legs and feet are in the position of an experienced ballerina. Music is playing loudly. Curtains are drawn. And fear enters my body. I become cold like a statue in Sweden during winter time.
Huh? What does that mean?
Amma asks.
I'm not sure, but Uncle Parkwes grew up in Sweden. You already know that he travels back and forth. And when he tells me to stay away from something because it is really, really cold, he always gives me this explanation. So I'm thinking that it describes someone almost freezing to death.
Oh!
Amma seems surprised.
Yeah, anyways, that's how I feel whenever I'm about to perform. Amma, is there nothing that scares you?